Welcome back to Catechesis Pieces. I have returned from our 276th Synod of the Reformed Church in the United States and ready to plunge into a summer of catechism instruction. So here in these short meditations, we look at the Heidelberg and Westminster Shorter Catechisms, and we call it Catechesis Pieces because we'll be examining four pieces. Our motivation, our standard for our lives, our purpose on this side of God's kingdom, and our daily practice. So the name is Chuck Meether. I am a missionary pastor here in South Central Iowa, and now settling in my booth at the Kirkside Cafe. As always, good to have you with us from whatever site you may be on and whenever you may be listening. Let's dive into Lord's Day 3, question answer number 7, and then tomorrow we'll look at the accompanying shorter catechism, questions and answers. From where then does this depraved nature of man come? From the fall and disobedience of our first parents, Adam and Eve, in paradise, whereby our nature became so corrupt that we are all conceived and born in sin. So what we're getting at today and tomorrow is the doctrine of original sin. Genesis 3 speaks of the depth of that sin and the consequences thereof. But we're going to look at Romans chapter 5, verses 12, 18 through 19. Therefore, just as through one man sin entered the world and death through sin, and thus death spread to all men because all sinned, therefore, as through one man's offense, judgment came to all men, resulting in condemnation, even so, through one man's righteous act, the free gift came to all men, resulting in justification of life. For as by one man's disobedience many were made sinners, so also by one man's obedience many will be made righteous. So this idea of being born in sin because of one man's transgressions is also carried out in Psalm 51, verse 5, where David says, "Behold, I was brought forth in iniquity, and in sin my mother conceived me." Psalm 14 says, "The Lord looks down from heaven upon the children of men to see if there are any who understand, who seek God. They have all turned aside. They have together become corrupt. There is none who does good. No, not one." So if that sweeping statement is accurate, how then can we do a righteous act? Well, we can't outside of Christ. But thanks be to Him, we are no longer enslaved to sin. Thanks be to His person and work, we are free from the bondage of evil and liberated to become slaves of righteousness. And we'll explore that further later, but for now, let us think about it. We who were once wretched sinners, and though we still continue to sin, we have been declared righteous, blameless, spot free, because He who knew no sin became sin for us. And whereas our sin was imputed unto Him, His righteousness was imputed unto us. So let's walk with the King today with that grace and be righteous.